When do you first remember seeing me?
I vividly remember the first time I saw you. It was springtime, and it was downtown Athens, and you were actually performing in front of what is now the Grill with your band. And I was actually with a girlfriend at the time, which was strange because we were in a good place at that point. And I saw you, and just something about just the light, the way it shined on you and your face, and I just thought you were really beautiful and somebody that I wanted to get to know. For the longest time, it was like I didn't look at you that way, even though I was attracted to you as a person.
Right.
I never thought of being in a relationship with you that way. So I always find that, you know, just it blows my mind to see how that changed and how quickly it changed. And I guess it was we had the respect that we always were in relationships when we had our friendship. Mm-hmm. So we were never single where it was an opportunity for us.
Right. But there was that one time when we had dinner. So we had dinner together as couples. So I was my ex-husband and you were with your girlfriend, and something was said that maybe not the nicest of things to say. And you stopped. And then you were like, hey, we don't really talk to women like that. We don't treat people like that. I'm gonna have to ask you to apologize. Me, I was maybe just kind of used to that I didn't really even think of it as being a social faux pas, but that you stood up for me at that point really meant a lot. And I kind of was like, you know, maybe there's a little more to this than, you know, just friendship and mutual respect. We kind of joked later that we should have just gone off together at that point.
Switched partners.
And gone off. I was at a place in my life where it wasn't like I was totally unhappy or depressed or anything, but it was one of those feelings like, you know, is that all there is? And I'm just going to have this life and I'm never going to achieve finding my, you know, true love.
But I had known how comfortable I was with you and how much I liked who you were as a person.
Right.
And though I was attracted to you in my way, I never let myself look at you that way about attraction. It was just, you know,
right.
Yes, you're a beautiful woman and you're talented. But this was the first time that, yes, that whatever that was brewing underneath surfaced. We did talk about getting married and everything, but I was joking. And I kept jokingly saying that you were going to have to ask me.
Yeah.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
That needed to be put out before the story because I'll tell my part and I'll let you tell your part.
Okay.
So you were playing in the symphony and we used to pick up your mom and bring your mom from Spartanburg to come in for the weekends for your symphony shows here in Athens. And so we were going out to dinner with her. And since your father had passed, you know, I wanted to ask your mom for your hand in marriage. So that's why we waited a while, because I wanted to see her in person.
Right.
So we were out to dinner at a restaurant here in Athens, and you had gotten up and excused yourself and went to the bathroom. You knew that I wanted to talk to your mom.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, telling your mom, you know, how I loved you and how I was going to take care of you and everything like that. And she was so happy and started crying. So your mom was just beside herself crying and so happy mm-hmm. that I'd asked you. And then you came back from the bathroom, and I'll let you take over because I think this is just
so
astonishing.
I planned this, and I came back from the bathroom, and it was a dessert, and they had fortune cookie. And so there was a couple of fortune cookies that looked alike and then one that kind of stood out. And so I said, pick that one. And you were like, okay, whatever. And so you opened it up, and I said, well, what does it say? And you said, will you marry me? I said, yes. So I actually tricked you with the fortune cookie to get you to say those words out of your mouth because you had asked me, you know, I was going to have to ask you. So that was the only way that I got you to say those words.
Of course, now, for the record, I did formally.
And it was a great trick
for
anybody.
I did formally ask you at another time.
Yes.
But I just think that's a good story, is that it's never too late to find true love and always be open to that. You know, don't think things are over. It's never over.
Don't think that's all there is.
Right.
Because there's always a little bit more.